The French authorities say they believe a man who tried to attack the Louvre Museum early on Friday was an Egyptian. Police are trying to establish if the man was acting alone. A prosecutor said the man had arrived in France last week. He's in a life-threatening condition in hospital after being shot by a soldier. Our correspondent, Johnny, sent this report from Paris.
On a sunny morning in the heart of Paris, at the entrance to one of its cultural treasures, an attack that appeared to come from nowhere. Shots rang out, the museum was sealed, and those working around it tried to understand what was going on.
We heard gunshots. We didn't know what it was. Then we evacuated the employees and we left. That's what happened. We were stressed. Some colleagues were crying. We're afraid. We're panicking.
Michel Cadeau, the Paris police chief, explained what had happened.
An attacker armed with a machete and possibly another weapon and who had a couple of rucksacks rushed towards the police and soldiers who were guarding the place and shouting threats and Allahu Akbar. The nearest soldier fired in self-defense.
Later, the Paris prosecutor gave more details. The attacker, he said, is thought to be a 29-year-old Egyptian. He'd been carrying two machetes, each 40 centimeters long. Challenged as he tried to get into the shops beneath the Louvre, he sent one soldier to the floor before being shot in the stomach. President Hollande praised the courage and determination of the soldiers.
We should therefore pay tribute to the courage, the determination, and the reaction of these soldiers. The threat is real. It is here, and it's the reason why we allocated so many resources and will continue to do so for as long as is necessary.
Under leaden skies, the Louvre reopened in the late afternoon. For the authorities, the swift action of the military here this morning was a reminder of the attacks that took so many lives here before and of the threat that remains in Paris and across France.
Johnny Dunn, Paris. In Romania, tens of thousands of people have again taken to the streets to demand that the government scrap a decree that would decriminalise some corruption. The new rules would spare from jail anyone convicted of corruption involving less than $48,000. There are several legal challenges against the decrees, but the protesters want to make sure the rules don't come into force as planned next week.